American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A federal judge has blocked the Arkansas Ten Commandments law from being applied to four districts where families challenge the law. Arkansas wants public schools and buildings to display privately paid for copies of the Ten Commandments. David Cox of the Arkansas Family Council likes the law.
The law officially takes effect today. Other public schools in Arkansas that are not part of this lawsuit are free to display the posters of the Ten Commandments in their classrooms as the law allows.
The ruling is from U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks, an appointee of former President Barack Obama. Texas Governor Greg Abbott responded to other states' Democrats, saying that they are going to fight hard against Texas's proposed redistricting plan that led many Texas Democrats to flee the state in order to break quorum. He made the comments on Fox today.
Four of the five districts we're drawing, they're going to be Hispanic districts. They happen to be Hispanic Republican districts. One is going to restore the Barbara Jordan district in Harris County, Texas. And so what Democrats are really concerned about, if you look under the hood, is the fact that Hispanics and even black voters are voting more for Republicans than they have for Democrats in the past.
Abbott also addressed the absentee Democrats being arrested.
And, Will, as we're talking right now, Texas Department of Public Safety officers are on the streets looking for those Democrat House members to arrest them and to take them to the Texas Capitol and hold them there until a quorum is reached.
He went on to say it's hard to know how many Democrats are still in the state versus those that are out of the state. President Trump is reportedly preparing an executive order to fine lenders for terminating customer relationships based on political affiliations or views. The Wall Street Journal says disciplinary measures would include monetary penalties and consent decrees. A rally at the United Nations for Israeli hostages being held captive by Hamas. Here's Fox's Brian Yenis.
In an emergency session that was requested by Israel, they want to bring attention to the pain and suffering of these hostages and their families. 20 of these hostages are said to still be alive. They've been held now for 668 days, held captive by the Hamas terrorists. These are folks that are demanding that Hamas allow medical checks and food immediately for these hostages. They're also pressuring the world to call for the release of these hostages and for the Israeli government to end, not to expand, military operations into Gaza. Israel's UN ambassador tells us the world needs to be pressuring Hamas, not Israel, to end the war and release these hostages.
Since the October 7th attack on Israel, the United Nations Security Council has never officially condemned Hamas, but has condemned Israel for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Muslim-governed Central Asian countries are sending refugees displaced by the wars in Afghanistan back home. Some of the refugees are Christians. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Over the decades, the wars in Afghanistan have sent refugees into neighboring countries by the thousands. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says several of those host countries are sending them back.
Tajikistan has now, earlier this month, they gave Afghan refugees living in Tajikistan 15 days to leave the country. Go back home. This follows decisions in Pakistan as well as Iran that did the same thing.
Some of the refugees being forced back under Taliban rule are Christians, and Nettleton says they're looking at some heavy persecution.
So these Christian refugees who are being told, hey, go back to Afghanistan, they know that probably means trouble. It means persecution when they get there.
Some persecuted Christians are eligible for asylum here in the U.S., but there's a catch.
One of the things about asylum is in order to file for asylum, you have to be physically present on U.S. soil. So that doesn't help someone in Tajikistan or Iran or Pakistan.
Nettleton says God may be preparing a work in Afghanistan.
In every single province of Afghanistan, we know there are followers of Jesus. And so God is able to sustain his church and even to spread the gospel in hard situations.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Find more news at AFN.net.